For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Okay, Dave.
Look out. Here. Look out. I am here.
We're back.
This is A&A Vacuum Mart, David and Tony Lord, and yeah, Charlie
the
Moss, too.
Execrable Charlie Moss.
Yeah, don't leave me out.
No, we would never do that. This does not work without you, mainly because you're where the controls are.
I could go out in the hall and vacuum out there while you're doing
I wouldn't mind. They could use it around here, too. Don't tell Sean that. But all right, we got two locations, guys, in West Mobile. It is a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. In Fairhope, it's a half mile south of Thomas Hospital, across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. Telephone numbers in West Mobile, 661-3549. You'll see Paul Linendahl and Demontres Beasley over there. And Tony, your store.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to go see him, it's 928-9286.
If I'm awake, I'll answer the phone.
That's it. Yes, he's like the Maytag repairman over there. And listen, I got to follow up on my story as it would be said in the past, the rest of the story. I think I told you last week, you know, I like to do stuff for my granddaughter, and I did it for my kids. My mom did it for us, and that's create a completely imaginary world for them so that they cannot get out in the real world and never do anything. So you know, we have woods behind our house, and I've been working on clearing out a path so we can go from our house through the woods up to my sister's house. So, you know, very, very exciting for us.
Yes, indeed.
And I got it all cut out, and she came over this past, last weekend, and it was time. I wanted to do, I told her that there was a candy tree out in the woods and that we would search and find it. So we spent a good part of Saturday afternoon looking and just couldn't find it. We got up early Sunday morning, and we looked all through the woods again. Couldn't find it, but we went back in one more time, and I think I got busted. I think she's already – and this – here's what happens. The kids, the grandkids adore me till about age 5. Then they are way too smart for me, and they move on to other people, and I just go to the next – you know, infant, and I start to become their hero. Well, she's 4, so she's really
Yeah, 365 days.
I don't know. I think she's early. She's maturing early. We went out there. We found it. Well, you know, I was in a hurry to get them up there, and I really hadn't thought that part through, so I had Skittles. Basically, I stole the Halloween candy is really what happened. So I put some Skittles up and some Starburst up and some M&M's up, but I didn't have a way to hang them. And guys, let's face it, I'm short. I can't reach a limb. So I have to go to the trunk of the tree. And so what do? I take my screw gun and some screws, and I put them all in and around the tree. And we found that thing. And as we came out, you know, my wife is filming us, because everything is a Kodak moment. And she's filming us coming out of the woods. Did you find the candy tree? We found the candy tree. And she's talking all about it and how we found Skittles and Starburst. And she said, yeah, they were hanging by screws.
Those okay. Dirt organic
busted.
Screws.
Yeah. Yeah, so when they really rust out and she can see them then, because we actually left some candy there. Can you believe that? But we told her we wanted, you know, we didn't want to take all the candy on one day.
Well, so, I want to know one thing. If some of those Skittles, the screws rust, they fall to the ground, will they make little Skittle bushes?
You know, I think that should be Skittle's next commercial. Yes, instead of Skittle pox, yeah, they'll have Skittle bushes now. I'm on to something.
Relatable to poison oak now. So,
so anyway, I think we've reached our peak, and I've still got one more grandchild who is 2, and you know what? He is about to love Granddad right about now.
I don't know. I think Luna, I saw that video, by the way. Luna looked pretty amicable with her fist full of candy.
She may not care about the screws.
I don't think she
may
cared
not
about
even
the screws.
Care. Tony, why don't you tell everybody who we are?
It would be nice
what the heck
for everybody to know who we are.
And why you're listening.
Yes, and why are we here?
Why are you here? No, this... obviously, we're A&A Vacuum. We've been in the floor care business forever, 1954, three generations. Dave and I really have spent the last 30 years, back when I was 10, doing repair work.
Dad had the whip out then.
Yes, indeed. No, we do work on upright vacuums, canister vacuums, really backpack the new robot vacuums. We are neck deep in commercial equipment, so you cleaning ladies out there need to come see us. The VacuFlow systems that go in the home and can really make life easy, we work on those. We sell those. Also, we have migrated even into air purifiers, but also tried and true carpet shampooers and even steam mops. Now, that is about 72,000 repairs in over 30 years. Now, we really are the experts in this industry, and we can tell you that our stores, A&A Vacuum, we sell and service the absolute best vacuums and floor care products in the world. Now, we carry every brand. We always beat Amazon's prices. We also repair every brand, no matter where you purchased it. Really, our specialty is the best stuff made, the stuff you don't see advertised on late-night television. The machines with ultimate cleaning ability, far more suction power, steel parts, all those wear areas won't wear with these kind of machines. Never the last year's model, always up to date. And these machines also have the best warranties with built-in service plans. We save you hundreds of dollars. So if your present vacuum is worn out, tired mess, is being held up with duct tape or Gorilla Glue, and it smells like the dog, or it's spewing more dust than it's picking up.
You've been to my house, right?
Yeah. No, I'm in the recording room. I'm looking around.
Oh, okay.
You need to give us a try. Bring the vacuum in for a tune-up. Our estimates are always free. Your vacuum is going to look, run, and smell like brand new. We are going to make an impression on all of you. Look around our store. You're definitely going to see all of the brands that you know, but we also have the great stuff that you've never heard of. We have a little maxim we always say on our show and in front of people. You always want to try before you buy.
I was a little late on that. and really, this is the question we get either by phone or when people come in. They'll say, listen, we're looking for something good. We don't want to go broke. And it's something we always say. By the time, look, we carry all this other stuff that you see all the time, but we are the place with the best stuff and stuff you can buy and forget about it. We got the warranty. We got the service on it. Everything you need for that. So let's be honest. We're talking about vacuum cleaners. Mm-hmm. It is not at the top of your priority list until it's not working.
Yes.
And we are your guys. You'll buy it, you'll forget about it, because we'll handle everything else. Now, real quick, we're going to do a little change on everybody here. In our third segment, my buddy David Pratt is going to be on. He is with No Steam Carpet Clean, and he's got a division of that he wants to talk about called Surface Guard. And so, Dave, don't be going to sleep on me. He's coming into the third segment, and as soon as he does that, you know, keep it in mind, and we can give him a hard time from then on after that he had to go on with us. We're going to be right back in a few minutes. This is Talking Dirty, A&A Vacuum Art with David Lord, Tony Lord, and Mr. Charlie Moss.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
All right, you're back. David Lord, Tony Lord, A&A Vacuum. For goodness sakes, check out our website. It is aavacuum.net. So many times people will call in and you're trying to discuss the brands you carry. And really, in the final analysis, if you've heard about it, it's probably pretty good. If you haven't heard about it, that's really where the best machines are. They're machines that don't have a very expensive promo running all day long, all night long. They don't have – every time you go to the computer to look up pins, they don't have pop-up ads coming at you. The best companies put their money in their product. So that's why going to our website is truly unique. Everybody's website will have a vacuum and a description. Yes. And look, in no time at all, you're going to fall asleep at the computer desk because it's the same stuff. It's Shark. It's Dyson. It's a Hoover. It's a Dirt Devil. Then after that, you think, okay, well, if I want something good, I got to get a Rainbow $2,800, a Kirby $1,800, an Electrolux $1,500. You don't have to go to either extreme. And when you go to our site, you'll be able to look at the machines, click on it, and get about a 30-minute demo of what this machine has to offer for you and the price that they are. So when you come into our store, you'll be armed and ready. So add that to your list of places to research vacuum cleaners or floor care products. Tone, we want to give a couple of shout-outs to some wonderful customers. Yes. that did exactly that. They heard us on the radio.
Yes, indeed.
They looked us up and came down and, most importantly, purchased from us. So tell us about those.
Yes. In fact, both Paul and I, Paul over at the Mobile location and myself over in Fairhope, have almost analogous stories here. They had heard our shows and they had similar situations. Over in Mobile, Paul had a gentleman from a company called Make It Right Photography. That's Right, W-R-I-G-H-T. So he's used a little cute quip with his name there. Now, I don't know his first name, but we just call him Mr. Right.
Well, we got it from Paul.
So. Yes, of course. So he may have been trying to tell me something. But over at my store, same thing. We got Chris Gregorius. He ended up, both of them, purchasing our great shampooer, our Royal shampooer. We talked about it on our show. That comes with an outstanding warranty. And with Chris, he came in to me a little earlier in the week, and his circumstances are actually a bit similar with mine, it's not idiosyncratic by any stretch, but some people would call it a limit case. Now, he's blessed with a wonderful wife and daughter, both with long hair, but the real problem area is he's got a couple of big dogs that are year-round shedding machines. So he is dealing with stains and he's dealing with odors on those carpets. And that really was the beauty of these Royal shampooers.
Now, he's heard the show in the past, hasn't he?
Well, that's exactly right. Chris came in having heard the show many times, in fact, was so familiar with us, had assumed I was Tony, and then asked where David was.
Oh, my gosh.
So
That makes you have to be on your best behavior if you, like, go to a restaurant or something.
Well, it's that's exactly right. It's a little humbling, but you're always on your guard no matter where you go. You have to make sure that your attitude is in check. But no, this gentleman ended up purchasing the Royal shampooer, and this really is the best home shampooer that you will ever find on the market. It takes care of all of the issues that all the other shampooers have. I get so many complaints, and it's with every company, Bissell, and we've sold Eureka, we've sold Hoover.
Yes, the Eureka was probably one of the worst experiences I've ever had. And listen, Bissell, when they're working right, they make a decent little machine. The problem is, and we were the warranty station for them for 15 years.
Yes.
You talk about the meanest people ever. It's a person that bought a Bissell shampooer.
Yes.
And they have not spoken to a human being until they finally get to us. So they would unload on
yes.
us because they were ticked. They just wanted the product to work and
absolutely.
They could get no help.
Absolutely right. But they also suffered from the same problems that we see across the board with vacuum cleaners. Lots of plastic where it ought not to be. These Royal shampooers are so good for a couple of different reasons. First, longevity. You're going to have this shampooer for years. And that is because the three main components, the motor, the pump, the set of gears,
yes.
are all of metal. What you will find in these other brands, it's all not just plastic, but the cheapest plastic. No matter what you pay for it, you're going to find in about a year, year and a half, this thing is going to be broken beyond repair.
Yes, and let me say real quick, the motor is so important in a shampooer. Look, technically, I can take a bucket of water, pour it on the carpet,
yes.
take your shop vac, suck that up, and you know what? That's a shampooer.
Yes.
And there'll be dirty water in there. We're talking about pressure coming out of the jets to blow that dirt off of the carpet fibers. And then that motor is your drying time. If you've had somebody shampoo or your carpet or you did it yourself, usually you'll say, good night, it took 5 hours to,
yes.
to dry, which is why those stains can come back. And with that Royal motor, the drying time is 20, 25 minutes.
Yes, that is absolutely right. So you actually could stand there. That was one of the things that Chris was worried about. Was the possibility of oversaturation. Saturation. It's on a lot of people's mind. I can promise you, you can stand there, empty out the entire bucket of water, and you're going to be just fine. As long as you go over it, it's got a little transparent front where you can see the moisture going back up into the dirty water tank. So it's as long as you don't see any more going through there, the carpet is going to be ever so slightly damp, and nothing that 20 minutes won't render that bone dry.
Yes.
But also with us, it comes with the finest warranty that you are going to find anywhere. We've talked about our Service Plus warranties before. On this Royal shampooer, it comes with a 3-year Service Plus warranty. So I'll translate that for you. Obviously, for 2 years, if there's any trouble, if
three years,
if you can find a way to break it, you bring it in. Regardless if you have a receipt, I don't care. We can look you up. We can fix the problem. But also, look, let's face it, shampooers are picking up the worst of the worst. It's even worse than vacuums. It's dog urine, it's fecal matter, all mixed with moisture that you're picking it back up. There's a little food for thought for you.
Wait a minute. Don't say food.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Fecal matter and dog urine.
Yes, indeed.
I was going to stay quiet.
Yes, I understand.
Couldn't hold it back.
No, I understand. As I say, the execrable
well,
Charlie
Morris. And I'll tell you, Tone, I actually had an experience mm-hmm. where I was moving the furniture around in one of the kids' rooms, a cup of yogurt. I don't know how long it had been there.
Oh, God.
So I did exactly that. I literally just stood there and dumped solution out. But you know what? It got every single ounce of it up. and that carpet was dry in 20, 25 minutes.
I'll tell you what, there was another person we spoke to, a radio man that I believe an entire plate of lasagna
that's right.
had fallen on the carpet. And he had already purchased this machine, so he gave it the ultimate test on there. And I tell you what, he was...
That was the late Scott O'Brien.
That is correct.
Yes, it was. He sure did.
He was so excited by the performance level of that machine. So I was going to say, that stuff picked up, bring it in. We will service it once a year for 3 years. That's normally a $50 value.
Yes.
We do it for free.
And that is not Royal. We do that.
That's
if
it.
You went and bought this thing online, you don't even get a warranty. We handle all of this for you. Guys, this is David Lord talking dirty, Tony Lord, and when we come back, my buddy David Pratt will be here.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Okay, guys, we're back, and I might as well give you this information. This is A&A Vacuum. We got two locations in West Mobile. It's a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. And in Fairhope, it is a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98 across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. Telephone numbers in Fairhope, 928-9286. In West Mobile, it is 661-3549. Hours are 8 to 5 during the week and 8 to 4 on Saturday, even when the games are on.
And I'd like to add that this also, if you just tuned in, this is our favorite hour on the radio on the weekend. And if you stay with us long enough, perhaps it'll be your favorite too.
It will be. Now we're breaking from what we normally do here. My buddy David Pratt's here. Hello, Mr. Pratt.
Hey, David.
Nice to see you, David. let me get this out of the way.
Yeah,
this is so kind of you to share this time with me. I knew there was a reason why I bought vacuums from you for 30 years.
We've been waiting.
You're a stinking nice
you're
guy.
You're doggone right. Well,
wait a minute. To get on the show, you have to buy vacuums from him?
For 30 years.
No, that or compliments really work well, too.
Okay.
You actually knew my dad many years ago. And that's really, he came in one day and got started talking with my dad. And I think dad made an impression on you like he did so many people, and it's a compliment that you've been coming all these years.
We both detested dirt.
That is absolutely correct. And let me say, I probably shouldn't be advertising for you here, because his company is No Steam Carpet Clean. And if you use him all the time, you'll never buy a shampooer from me. So just remember, use him and also buy a shampooer from me. But we're here today to talk about a product that really is unique to you, and it's Surface Guard.
Correct.
What is Surface Guard?
Surface Guard, if there are any chemists out there, they're going to kind of laugh at this, but this is a very good description for the public. It's a nanoparticle, which I apply to all touch points in either a home, daycare, doctor's
daycare,
office,
yes.
Hotels, anywhere where people congregate. And the more people, the more it's needed. It's a nanoparticle, and it really creates trillions and trillions of invisible spikes on the surface.
Okay.
It, even by technicality, is not a chemical, because it kills with a mechanical action. Those spikes... and actually have an electrical charge to them. So if an individual does walk into your place of business and starts coughing the flu germs all over the place, it will actually attract those germs out of the air through an electrical charge to that surface, pierce it with a spike, and kill it.
All right. So yes, where would you apply it? Let's go with a restaurant.
Restaurant, you would want to get all the tables. You would want to get every door handle, every water faucet,
wow.
every real heavy in the bathrooms.
Yes.
Backs of chairs, maybe?
Not so much. I mean, I do a lot of overspray because the product's so safe. There's no harm.
Well, I was going to ask that. Good.
But there are a lot of places, no germ, nobody's going to touch it, so you don't give that a lot of attention.
Yes. What is the difference between your product that you will apply versus a guy keeps a bottle of hand sanitizer?
The hand sanitizer will do an excellent job for what's on your hands now.
Yes.
30 seconds later, we start all over again.
Okay, and that's what I was thinking.
I'm glad you mentioned hand sanitizer. In addition to Surface Guard, I've got a product that I distribute called Skin Guard.
Yes.
And if there's anybody listening that would like to carry it in their store, I do supply that.
Yes, and I'm listening, and he did supply that. There is some of that at my store.
Good. Okay. It does the exact same thing that Surface Guard does. It will not wash off. Well, technically, you could wash it off if you tried.
Sure.
You'd have to wash your hands 20 times in one day.
Okay.
The way that it actually goes away is you slough off a layer of skin every 24 hours, and it sloughs off with that layer of skin.
Okay.
Until then, you're good to go.
So that's something somebody could buy in our store and feel pretty protected throughout the day. Because, we've talked about this before.
It's the next step available.
Yes. And we talked about one time, he actually overheard me saying that vacuums, after a month of use, have more germs in them than a public stall. But, you know, it just shows you. I never think about the doorknob. I just never. Now, my dad, if we went to the men's room, he would always hit the lever with his foot. I'm too short for that.
Now, so, or if it has a pull handle, you use your little finger.
Yes.
You know, so it doesn't mess up your hand. The skin guard, is that a liquid or what? What kind of container does it come in?
It comes in a pump.
So it's like
pump
a spray?
Container. It's liquid, yeah.
Yeah, and put it on your hands.
I start every morning off, and I coat my nose as well.
Yes, and my dad, that would have been very important to him. You know, he had a heart transplant. Well, he really had no immune system, so because he had anti-rejection drugs and some of the other things, but he had to be very careful. And, of course, you know, he's your dad, so we had great fun at his expense, you know, acting like we were putting it all over our body all the time. But he did, and he did not apologize for it because it kept him alive. So this is a product he would have been very interested in.
And I don't want to prey on people that are anti-germ. You know, that's not what this is about.
But germs are real, and the flu is going to be real.
There you go. Now, I do know for a fact, I've done a couple of daycares over the last few years. I get excellent feedback. It's not so much that they quit having sick children.
Sure.
They don't have spread in those classrooms. If one child gets there and he's sick, they call the parents. They take him home. It ends there.
Well, and I'm going to add to that. You know, I have several people that work in daycares, and they will use our – we have a little air purifier that uses water as the filter. And they're using, eucalyptus all the time. Boy, we add that product to their situation, and I think that fixes a lot for them, because that's what they tell me, and it's something I've heard before, is that those things can be like incubators for sickness.
And while we're on the subject, I want to go ahead and broach the subject. Sometimes it's not purely a matter of keeping people from getting sick. Sometimes we're talking about economic decisions. There are a lot of daycares out there that get paid only if that child is there.
Yep.
Okay.
Particularly if they have any government funding.
I see. Yes.
In a lot of cases, the immediate response to me was, we can't afford that. When I show them, all I have to do is keep one child from getting the flu, and that pays for my service.
Okay. Now, if people want to find your product, get in touch with you, have them come out, How can they do that?
You can find me in a Google search under No Steam Carpet Clean.
No Steam Carpet Clean.
And my phone number is 251-610-3349.
That's David Pratt and Surface Guard. Now, I see a little note here that I'm looking at your paper over there. What is it triclosan?
Triclosan, yeah.
What is that?
That is something that everything but the United States FDA has banned. Europe will not allow you to use it. You can still put it in a hand sanitizer in America.
I see.
Most people, thank goodness, have come around to understanding that it causes impotence, and it's a lot of studies show that it's a carcinogen as well.
Okay, all right. And then the no alcohol, which that's surprising to me. I would have expected alcohol to be in it.
No. Its primary killing function is ammonium salts, or a product called ammonium chloride.
Yes.
It combines with the ammonium salts, and that's what creates the spikes.
If you came to, let's say you went to a restaurant, how long, I guess it would depend on what y'all decided to treat, but how long would it take? Is it an all-day process?
No, it's very, very short process. I have some very specialized sprayers. In certain cases, I use a sprayer that's called an electrostatic sprayer.
Yes, okay.
It actually puts an electric charge in the particles, saves me a lot on chemical, but it's so much more efficient in the coating.
Yes.
It actually seeks a surface. It doesn't just fall to the floor when you spray it.
All right, so you do it. In a year time, how many times would you have to do it?
That's where myself and the customer make a decision.
Yes.
During this time of year, I really want to do you minimum of 2 times a year.
Okay.
I want to start the flu season off, and I want to get you again during the season.
Yes.
There are some places I can put this product that it will last for several months. And there are certain places like door handles. You're only going to look at 30 days protection.
Okay.
Which, if we need to, I can sell you some ready-to-use product, and you can redo your door handles, or we can give you a skin guard.
Okay, so I want to try something here, and I just thought of this off the cuff. Tony, you better go out of the room. You've got your product in my store, so here's what I'm going to offer. You've heard the radio show. I want you to come in and ask about it. It's a Surface Guard, David Pratt. His telephone number is 610-3349. Now, this could be a moment where I get you in and I get you to buy something, and I would love that. But instead, the first one's on me. If you hear this radio show, come in. I want you to try some of this. This is your product that you just apply yourself on your hands.
And if you have a daycare or a restaurant, definitely need to give him a call.
Absolutely.
Anywhere where people are in close quarters.
Right.
Yes, perfect for that. David Pratt, Surface Guard, 610-3349. Guys, we're going to be right back.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is actually Tony Lord.
Or Tony Lord, yes.
Yes, indeed. Yes. But I am here with David Lord, and I am also here with Charlie Moss. This is A&A Vacuum. You're listening to the Talking Dirty Show. We got two locations. You need to come see us. One in Mobile, about a block and a half west of University on Cottage Hill Road. Give us a call out there at 251-661-3549. You want to call me over in Fairhope. I am at 928-9286. I am located on Highway 98, about 3/4 mile south of Thomas Hospital and across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. you do need to look at our website, which is aavacuum.net. That's aavacuum.net. We've got all our lineup of products on, plus we've got little tutorial videos. And if that is not enough, radio and computer, we also are on television Monday through Friday on Comcast 6.
Has David let you be on with him?
He doesn't claim it, so not as far as you know.
And next, we're going to get into billboards, and we should have as many as Shannara.
Yeah, one of those lawyers.
It'll say, yes, yes. Better call Dave. So.
Hey, if you got dirt in your house, A&A Vacuum Art might have a settlement for it.
We are going to get us in very big trouble now.
We're going to need a lawyer.
Again, guys, I realize this is floor care products, and it's not something you really spend a lot of time thinking about. And that's why I want you to give us a call or go to our website, aavacuum.net. Because for so many people, a vacuum is a vacuum is a vacuum. It doesn't matter. And I'm telling you, it does. And it doesn't have to be come to us for a more expensive vacuum. I'm telling you, for the money that you're spending on a Shark or the average Dyson, there are awesome metal motor vacuums in that price range that will come with a metal on the machine, of course, a terrific warranty, which we back up, and then a service plan that we completely handle as well. So you buy the machine. If it's a service plus machine, you come in once each year for that warranty period and have it cleaned for free. But then we have another line of vacuums that are called Infinity machines, and with those, it's like hitting the jackpot.
Yes,
you get that's the very best vacuums. And listen, I want to be very clear. The last thing, and I think customers come in, and when they leave, it's like, yeah, but they didn't grab a hold of my leg.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, they didn't twist my arm. We're not ever going to do that. We're going to let you look at the vacuums. I want you to try them. I will make suggestions. At the end of the day, we pretty well say to each other, you know what? We expect in this day and age people to shop. They've looked online. Now they're making a trip to a brick and mortar store, and we want to offer so much more. But we are always prepared. We'll hand you a card with the machines we talked about. We like you to think about
yes.
it. Listen, even if it's $200, we don't want to throw $200 out in the street. And I think that happens all the time with most of this vacuum stuff that is being purchased, put together by the customer, sent back in a box to the company when it's under warranty. We will handle every bit of that. It'll be the best warranty you ever had, the first yes. one that actually worked the way it was supposed to work, and the servicing will handle as well. So we'll always keep your machine running, looking, and smelling like brand new.
I just had a horrible thought.
Uh-oh.
If you live out in my neighborhood and you elect to go to the big box store and you get it, and the vacuum cleaner, something wrong with it, you got to find the box that you put up in the attic and go through all
That's
of
it.
That and get it shipped.
That is
and then
a bad thought.
The bad thought's coming. Then it gets delivered back sitting on your front porch, and somebody comes by and steals it.
All right, I didn't expect that one. That could happen. I think that's Tony, though.
That would be my luck.
Well, and with all this talk about new machines, I should probably go back and say this business has always and will always be built on service work. Most of our repairs are $39 and $49. We service them. We change the filters. We, again, as we always say, we make them look, run, and smell like brand new.
Is it true you service machines at people bought elsewhere?
You know what? We absolutely love those.
You don't hold it against them.
Definitely not. The way we look at it is it's business, and I'll tell you something else. Do not worry about what you picked up. Very often, somebody will bring their vacuum down with a hefty bag tied up, and yes, they ran over the puppy's accident. And let me just tell you, we are the first grown men that run towards the poop. Every other male is smart and they run the other way. But to be honest with you, that is an opportunity for us to shine. And almost all the sales we have gotten, we've gotten because we've serviced somebody. Originally, we serviced their vacuum and it was way better than they ever imagined it. You know, I was at your store the other day, Tony, and we had a Dyson come in. And there were some things. It was going to get the repair a little more expensive than I would have liked. And he said the same thing. Look, it's a little more than I'd like, but last time you did it, I argued with you. I thought it was a brand new machine. I didn't know why you were giving it to me. And it was his machine that looked beautiful. And that was just such a wonderful compliment for him to stop and say, nah, if you tell me it's worth it because I know y'all's work.
Well, the presupposition he had was also that he was probably bringing it in and was expecting that it was not going to be worth doing.
Good point.
And it shined afterwards. One of the things we do, we don't just spray it off and wipe it.
Yeah.
We take everything apart. We get down to just about to the last bearing to wipe everything off. There is a certain pride that is taken when we do this so that when you get it back, it's not only going to look better than you've ever seen it, it will look better than any place else you could have taken it to.
Well, and I would say we are one of the leaders in the country. We've got the service part down perfectly. It was a process started by Dad, and I will say that's one of the things you and I have kind of improved on is to get them, you know, each one is a challenge to get it cleaner. One of the things that actually bothers me was when somebody cleans their vacuum better than I would at my house, way better. Mm-hmm. And so they bring it in, and it's already very clean. I actually have to work much harder to find dirt. I want it to come out spectacular. You know, the dirty ones, it's easy to make them look good. Real quick, remember David Pratt, my buddy David Pratt, No Steam Carpet Clean. He's got that product, Surface Guard. At our store, you can try it. You can try it for free. And if you want to call David, it is 610-3349. And on that note, that's Dad bringing us home. Katie Bug, I'll be home in a minute. And Tony, we will see everybody next week.
So he's leaving the light. He's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world? The world he left behind not so long.